what's happening around the world. It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, it's time for an all-new episode of News Bites. I'm Jacob Ingram.
And I'm Paz Bueno.
In today's news, a publishing house in Taiwan crowdfunds a Chinese translation.
And a man unearths the UK's largest golden nugget.
And in today's tasty tidbit, yellow metal.
Stay tuned for those stories coming up next.
Top of Taiwan!
魔戒新一本集资逾500万，翻译版本引讨论。
New translations for Lord of the Rings.
Fly, you fools! It's time to talk about Lord of the Rings again. You remember what that is, right? It's the classic novel by British author J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien has been called the father of modern fantasy,
现代奇幻小说。
Lord of the Rings is considered his magnum opus,
代表作。
That's a fancy word meaning great work or masterpiece. It could be used to describe an artist or author's greatest work.
The book was first translated into Chinese in 1978. The translation took several years to complete. Since then, it's been updated and revised to accommodate different dialects and readerships.
The most familiar and circulated version in Taiwan was the translation by Zhu Xueheng. It's over 20 years old. Now it seems another Chinese version of the novel is on the way.
Recently, a Taiwanese publishing house, 出版社, launched a crowdfunding campaign, 群众集资, for a new Chinese translation not only of Lord of the Rings, but also The Hobbit too,which is the prequel to Lord of the Rings.
最近台湾一家出版社发起群众集资，想要重新翻译著名的小说《魔戒》和它的前传《哈比人历险记》。
The publishing house raised over 5 million NT. But why do we need a new translation? Well, an experienced translator said languages don't stay the same forever. They change over time.
Take English, for example.The English spoken 100 years ago isn't the same as the English we speak today.
100年前的英文跟现代英文有点不同。
For example, words like internet, smartphone, or selfie didn't exist 100 years ago because those things weren't around yet.
Another example is the word awful. It used to mean filled with awe. Awful 这个词儿原本的意思是充满敬畏。
Oh, I get it. Awe and full. Full of awe.
Yeah, but now awful means terrible or horrible. So, if you say, I feel awful, that's not good.
The Chinese language is also changing. To demonstrate this, all you have to do is read an old book, like The Travels of Lao Tan, Lao Tan You Ji.
In fact, let's read a passage from that book right now.我们来看看《老残游记》是怎么写的吧。
看似风景，今儿日出是看不着的了。天风海水能以我情，即使看不着日出，此行亦不为辜负。
No one talks like that anymore, right? In any case, the Chinese used in the Lord of the Rings translations is considered a little bit out of date. So who will be doing the translating?
Someone called Li Han.He has a master's degree from the University of Glasgow. The publishing house expects the translation to launch next March.
Going global!
故障的金属探测器找到英国最大金块。
The UK's biggest golden nugget found with faulty detector.
Now it's time to travel to England for this next story.A guy called Richard Brock went on a treasure hunt and quite literally struck gold.
Oh, really? What happened?
Richard is a hobbyist treasure hunter. He goes from place to place with his metal detector. For 35 years, he has been looking for treasure.
So, how do treasure hunters look for treasure? They use metal detectors. These devices can find metallic objects hidden underground or underwater,
地下或是水里。
Users sweep them over the ground or along surfaces, It emits a beeping noise, 会发出哔哔叫的声音 when it detects metal, like this.
Recently, Richard Brock went to Shropshire. Shropshire is located in the West Midlands of England, near the border with Wales. There, he joined up with other treasure hunters.
Things weren't looking so good for Richard at the start. Not only did he arrive late, his metal detector was faulty, 故障的. To make matters worse, everyone else had up-to-date equipment.
Sounds like he was all set for a bad day, right? But soon after he started his search, guess what he found? A golden nugget.
But this was not just any golden nugget. It was large, weighing 64.8 grams, 公克. In fact, it was the largest golden nugget ever found in the UK on record.
It's been named Hero's Nugget, but there doesn't seem to be any information on why it's called that. In any case, the golden nugget has been valued at over £30,000. That's over 1.2 million NT.
A golden nugget is basically a chunk of gold. They're usually very small and look like golden stones. No one knows how Hero's Nugget ended up in Shropshire. Some speculate Taita, the site where it was found, used to have a railway going through it.
Maybe the nugget fell off an old minecart while in transit. 运输过程中. There has to be lots of treasure out there waiting to be discovered.
Remember to keep an eye out, and who knows, you might just find a shiny piece of treasure on your next adventure.
The Recap.
So in today's News Bites, a publishing house in Taiwan launched a crowdfunding campaign for a new Chinese translation of Lord of the Rings. It raised over 5 million NT. Lord of the Rings is one of the most popular fantasy stories of all time. The current translations are considered outdated, prompting the need for a fresh rendition. Translator Li Han will handle the new translation, which is expected to launch next March.
And Richard Brock, a hobbyist treasure hunter, found the largest golden nugget ever discovered in the UK. He found it in Shropshire, England, using a faulty metal detector. The nugget is named Hero's Nugget, and it's worth over 1.2 million NT. It is speculated to have been lost from a railway that used to pass through the area.
And in today's tasty tidbit, did you know that gold is the only yellow metal? But gold is not just special because of its color.
Gold doesn't get rusty or dirty. That's why people use gold to make jewelry. They can make very pretty things with it that will last a long time.
And that's it for today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.